Well, I'm getting fussy in my old age, folks. I decided to scrap the last audiobook because it wasn't very good. What I was talking about was about how digital and analog have sort of blended together in a weird sort of way to create this new style that a lot of photographers are embracing. What I'm talking about are things like the iPhone apps, where you can download a piece of software for your iPhone and it mimics various different photo emulsions. The most popular one, of course, being Polaroid. Lots of people love Polaroid. And I tried one recently. I downloaded it yesterday. It's called Shake It Photo. And the reason why I tried it was I'd seen a rather good gallery of images by a photographer called David Guttenfelder, who's a photographer with Associated Press, and he decided to take some images with his iPhone while he was embedded with the US Marines in Helmand province in Afghanistan. And the photos that he created with his iPhone are sort of like keepsake photos, very similar to those that service personnel would take while they're in the military. You know, they photograph their friends and what they were doing on patrol and various other aspects of their life, and they are very, very personal looking images. They have a wonderful style, they have a wonderful look. They certainly look different to the usual photojournalism images that are found in the newspapers and on the various different photo blog websites. So if you'd like to have a look at those iPhone Polaroids, then if you go to my website at richardflintphoto.com and have a look in the blog area, you will see a blog entry called Unique Lens, which I put on today, which is March the 24th. And there's a link there to the gallery, and it is well worth a look. What it also shows is that it's getting increasingly more difficult to tell the difference between an image that's shot digitally and put through these various different pieces of software and the actual real thing. Film and digital are, the edges are blurring a lot. But I'd certainly recommend having a look at David Guttenfelder's work, because it is remarkable.